When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Somebody's going to have a blue Christmas. Unfortunately, the Charlotte Hornets contributed to that somebody having a blue Christmas. How, you might ask? Well, that's what we provide now.
It's time for Dumb Dumb of the Day.
Yeah, it's one thing to lose to the Washington Wizards, which they did last night. The Hornets will be back at Capital One Arena a week from last night. That's right, two games in 1 week. How much Charlotte Hornets and LaMelo, Lorenzo, whatever his name is, ball that you can handle. But that's not what we're here for. The Charlotte Hornets have apologized after a giveaway misfired, basically like their whole team and whole organization. That's right. An in-game skit went wrong where a young fan was promised a PlayStation 5. Only as soon as they got off camera, they took it away. So what happened during the second quarter of Monday night's game against the Sixers? Hugo, who knew, the team's mascot, was dressed as Santa Claus. He brought a 13-year-old fan onto the court. After a letter to Santa requesting a PS5 was read aloud, a cheerleader presented the console, prompting cheers from the crowd, visible happiness and joy from the boy. Everything that should happen, right? However, after the skit, after the cameras were off, a Hornets organization staff member took the console back and handed the boy a jersey instead. The boy was confused. Family, team performers stunned. A season ticket holder who happened to be the boy's uncle said the family had been approached by the staff to participate in the bit earlier, but he was quietly informed moments before that the boy would not be keeping the PS5, which is what they announced. And of course, fan criticism was round and abundant, and the Hornets looked like crap, as usual. On and off the court, they issued a public apology on Tuesday, acknowledged their mistake, saying, quote, during last night's game, Monday night, there was an on-court skit that missed the mark. Yeah, no kidding. The skit included a bad decision-making and poor communication. Simply put, we turned the ball over and we apologized, and the team is making amends by indeed giving the boy his PS5 along with a VIP experience to a future game, which is the nice and correct thing to do, except for the first part, where you completely butchered it. And that's why you still get hammered.
Congratulations, you're Chris's Dumb Dumb of the Day.
Of course, the Hornets lost that night, as they often do, 121-108. And they lost last night here in Washington. So now they're 7-20. Good luck to the Charlotte Hornets. You should not have done that, especially to an impressionable 13-year-old kid.